Hi guys, it's Carly from In the Loop, and I'm here with two-time French national champion and your Autumn Classic 2019 silver medalist, Kevin Amos. Welcome, Kevin, to In the Loop.
Hi.
We're so excited to have you, especially with your competitions coming up.
Oh yes, me too. Thanks for interviewing me.
You're welcome. So you've already started out your season with a silver medal at Autumn Classic. How was the competition? What was it like doing so well so early in the season?
I think I was already ready, like more ready than last season, because last season it was my real first senior season and I was a little bit stressed and not really prepared. But this season with John and Sylvia, we were off ice and my programs and technical, like to be like more like consistent in the jump. So, and I was less stressed because it was my second season in senior, so I was more ready to compete, and I was really excited to compete because last season I did pretty good season for me, so all the summer I was just waiting competition to skate again.
So you were like really excited to start your season?
Oh yes, and now I can't wait to do all competition right now.
That's awesome. So you said last season was kind of like your first official senior season. Were you especially nervous for last season?
Yes, because it was the first time I was doing two senior Grand Prix and European Championship and World Championship. So it was like, for me, like a real one, full season. Even in junior, I was always doing stuff, not all competition. So it was like, for me, the real sportive season. And yes, like it was the first time for every competition. So I was more stressed. And the goal here was just to create a name for me, for everyone can remember me. So yes, and I was more stressed last season. I don't know why, but for the first season in senior, yes.
So you had a really good selection of programs last season. How did they come about? Because they were really good for making a name for yourself.
Yes. So I know people are here and looking figure skating for the performance, and people love like, what's about the story of why we choose this music or everything. And me, I know I'm not choosing a music just to do like a performance on the music. I need like feel something on the music. And last season when I choose my long program, it was matching with what I feel in my life. So it was easy for me like to express myself on the component part of the program. And yes, it was just like a matching with me and the music. So it was more easy to express myself.
Mm-hmm. So you have a new set of programs this season. You have the Prince program to the Question of You, and then you have Lighthouse. Can you tell us a little bit about how these ones came about, especially the short program, because it's really fun?
Oh, yes. So last season, I chose Horns by Bryce Fox. It was my best friend. She said like, oh, listen, this. We was listening some song and I said, okay, we are in July and I need a short program. So, and she said, oh, we're gonna, so I was at her home and we was just listening some song and she gave me like the playlist of the song. And when I was in US, I listened again some song and I was in my shower and Horns start and I was like, oh my God, I need to go to the rink with this one. And I put the music on the rink and John directly came to me and said, oh my God, we need to skate on this one. And I said, yes. And at the end of the season, it was for me, I think I did the maximum I can do on this program. So we said, right now we need a program like something like I can catch everyone with me. So it was the challenge to find a program more like, we said something with Sylvia. We said like, we need a program or music like people can clap in the hand during the programs. So the Question of You, it's hard because the rhythm and tempo is not like that. But it was the way we want a new short program. Like people can be really inside of the program and I catch everyone with me.
So then Lighthouse, you said last season your free program was kind of like easier to express for you. Is Lighthouse a program like that for you?
So before we build Lighthouse, we did a program on the music and I felt the music with me and everything was good, but I didn't who was in connection with the music. And after we make the long program, I said, okay, we need to change right now the program because I'm not going to enjoy and express something. And I said, okay, I think I have a song. It's Lighthouse by Patrick Watson. And John and Sylvia said, yes, we already like listened like this song like a few weeks ago. So they said, okay, but Bruno and Aliona skate on this one 2 years ago, so we don't know. And I said, okay, but I'm gonna skate this one, but with my style. And the lyrics of this song, like, are matching again with what I feel. So it's really easy to skate on and express myself. And it's more like, the program, it's more like smart, because making the program like more easy for the technical, but can, and I can still like express myself because lyrics are matching with what I feel.
So next question, you kind of talked about how you made a name for yourself last season. So you've had a really big rise in attention. You gained a lot of attention for your unique programs and your performance. What was this experience like, and how has it affected your training and your skating?
Oh, so the goal of last season, it was just, I said create a name because it's the only way I can say it in English, create a name. Because I just want, like, that's how, like, sometimes figure skating works. Like, you need to create your name, and after, like, audience and judges, like, gonna follow you. That's how it works. And the goal was that, like, arrive in figure skating circle and say, hello, I exist, I'm here. And now I did this goal, so a big check mark on this one. And now the goal of the season, now people remember me, it's, like, to arrive, like, to perform and show what I can do. Like, it's the next step now.
So now that you've changed your goal, are you training differently?
I think I didn't change my goal because I'm already thinking of the future from like long ago. It was just like a smart work with John and Sylvia, like a step at a time. Last season we was like just going slowly and say, okay, we need like work slowly, do stuff like smart and build my skating. So now this season I feel more ready to prove to people and perform in competition. So yes, we changed the work because now the goal was last season, so we need like do more, like we change the work off ice, the work on ice. It's a step at a time, and yes, we build like step by step.
So speaking of your performance skills, is that something that you've trained a lot, or do you find it comes naturally to you?
I'm working on my skills and skating, and an hour per day. Like, I can't skate or jump or do stuff before I don't do my full hour of skating, and just like the best feel ever. That's why I feel I'm still skating, because when I'm on ice and I feel just my blade like gliding on ice, it's the best feel ever. And I love like just like move on ice, and I don't know, it's like extend my body, my arms, my legs, and do the movement and do the skills of the figure skating and everything. I think it's a little bit naturally because I feel what I'm doing with my blades, with my body, with my muscle, with everything. But it's a lot of part of working too. It's half and half, I think.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of talked about how like your new goal, or like what you want to do with this season now, is to perform and show your capabilities. Do you have any other goals for this season specifically?
I have like a main goal, like the way I want to go, it's like to perform this season. But inside of the way, I have some stop. And this stop, it's my small goal of the season, like be on the podium of Grand Prix, be the national champion again, go to European and perform at the European and be on the podium, and go to the world and do the best I can. Maybe the final if I do well. It's a step by step. Your main goal is like to perform and do the maximum I can do, clean and everything.
Yep. So you finished fourth at last season's Euros, which was a pretty high placement. So your goal is to beat that?
Oh, yes, for sure. That's why I continue, because last season when I finished fourth, I was so happy. Like, really, I didn't care about the podium. Yes, like, inside of me, I was like, oh no, it's so close. Like, I did like 7 turns on the spin, so it was like an half of points. And I'm at 0.20 of the podium. I'm like, oh no, and I did a fall, and I popped a loop. So I'm like, it was really close. So, but I was happy last season because that's what I said. It was my first like season in real full season in senior, and the season before I was not skating. So for me, like 4th of 10 or on the podium, I was just happy because I did my job on this competition. But right now I'm like, okay, last season the podium was so close. Right now you need to be on this podium, Kevin. You need to work. And I think it's not to beat the people or other skater, it's like to be better than myself, if you see what I mean. It's not like a fight against the other skaters, it's a fight against me to say, okay, you need to fight to be on the podium.
Mm-hmm. So you said you're looking forward to your Grand Prix. Your first is in France. What is skating on home ice like for you?
Oh, I feel just so blessed and lucky. Because we're only 6 countries to have Grand Prix in seniors. And inside of this, it's like to be from a city and the country pick like your city to be the owner of the competition. Okay, so I feel just so lucky to be at home. Like, I can put some little bit stress because I know all of my friends, all of my family, every skater with who I skate when I was young, like everyone gonna be there. But I feel just so lucky to be at home because I know the place. And yes, I feel just lucky and I'm so excited to skate.
So it adds a little bit of pressure, but you're more just happy to be there.
I think the pressure, it's like, oh yes, because it's at home. But I feel lucky because it's my home and I know the place. Like, other skaters don't know this rink, and I know perfectly this rink from like I was 5 and I'm 22. So I'm just, yes, I feel like so lucky. Like, and no, it's just exciting to be home and skate from the family and friends. And but after doing the programs, like, this part totally disappear. I'm not thinking of that. I'm really inside of my program, so I can think like I'm at home or in other city. Like, during the performance or the program, like, everything disappear. Like, you're here.
Kind of going off of that, like, when you're performing, like, what is in your head? Like, are you thinking about like jump after jump, or are you thinking about your performance?
Oh my god, during my programs, like, my brain is so thinking about so much stuff. Like, I'm thinking of my jumps, I'm thinking of competitions, I'm thinking of everything in the same time. I'm like, oh my god. So we work with John and Sylvia to do like every element of the program like a box. So I don't know how to say, like, yes, like a box. And the first element, technical element, it's a box. And when you're done with this box, you put this box away. And after, you change the box and you look this box and change. So it's like one element at a time.
It's like step by step. But
yes, yes. Like, it's, okay, I'm going to explain, but it's so bad. It's like the stuff like where you put your clothes in your home. Mm-hmm. And everything's like you put like a stuff and you close, and after the next one you close, and the next one you close. It's like that. So every element, it's a part, and when the jump it's over or the spin, like, you close it, but after you can't go back on this one and you need to be there for the next one.
Yeah, I understand. No, that makes sense. It's like a step-by-step thing.
Oh yes.
So going on to your choreography, you're known for like everyone knows you for having lots of like unique and innovative choreography, like the slide you do and like fun things. Like, so how do you come up with these?
Oh, I'm working with John and Sylvia because inside of me, I have a lot of idea. And John and Sylvia are so good to that because they let me express myself. Like, always with John and Sylvia, we have fun on ice to find new moves and new fun stuff. And I love just, it's the best part of the year. Like, one of the best parts, because there are a lot of parts in the season, but like to create something and work on something, and after you find something and you build something, and after you can show to people, that's so cool to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've mentioned you would like to possibly choreograph for other skaters.
Yes. That's my dream, to be a choreographer, like to teach dance on the floor. I'm not like the best dancer in the world, but I have a lot of idea of movement of the body and express stuff, or like made teams on ice, or like I'm not like really show person. I prefer competition, but I would like to create something for the shows, or for dance on the floor, like for shows, like or for like music video or movies, mm-hmm. or like I just want like create something. Yes.
So would you say that you play a big part in your own choreography?
On the short program this season, I choreograph, I think, between 80 or 90% of the programs. John and Sylvia helped me, because without John and Sylvia, this program doesn't look like a program, because I said, okay, I want that, I want that, I want this here, I want this. And John and Sylvia put everything to make everything like matching and be one movement and not like a lot of stuff in disorder. So without John and Sylvia, the program not going to look like that for the short. And I have help from one of their skaters, and they helped me like just to, I had all of idea and what I want to do in the programs. But yes, without John and Sylvia and people, like I can't like make everything together.
Mm-hmm.
But I have like, yes, 80, 90% of the programs from me. And I'm so awesome. Happy.
Yeah, they look really awesome. So John and Sylvia, you train in Florida and you just moved there in the past couple of years. How has training been in Florida been different from training in your previous location?
First, because it's a different country and different culture of the sport. So in Florida, in France, you don't have ice all the day. In Florida, with the rink, we have ice all day. So you can skate not when you want, but you have like a big scale of skating. So, and what I find with John and Sylvia, it's I find like someone like with who I can speak with, like everything's matching together. We are like a small team and we do everything we can do off ice on ice. I don't know to explain, but and John and Sylvia know what to do on ice, the work, because they already did in the past, because they go both like at Olympic Games and they know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust them, like my eyes closed, and yes, like, and right now I can't see my future in skating without John and Sylvia right now.
So do you feel like you found like a really good like coaching system?
Yes. Like I know nothing happened, like everything happened for a reason. And I feel so lucky again, like to find John and Sylvia at the good moment in my life. And yes, I feel just so lucky. Yes.
So kind of going into the Grand Prix season, what's the most recent thing that's motivated you or inspired you?
Oh, I'm just so excited to skate because I have two good programs, like, and I just want to show that. And yes, I'm just so excited to skate. I don't know why, but I just want to skate and excited to be on ice. Maybe like for the goals, I want to be on the podium. Maybe for the final, I'm gonna fight. I'm not sure, like, because it's a final, so it's hard. But if I'm going, I'm gonna fight at the final to do something. If I'm not going, it's okay. Like, I just want to skate, so I'm so excited to skate. That's mm-hmm. it.
Do you have any advice or like motivational quotes that you would say to someone who's struggling?
I know for me, like, I had like a bad moment for me. I'm really like go up, go down, and even like I'm really excited to skate next week, I'm still waking up like that they're gonna be so hard. But when I wake up and I'm like it's gonna be so hard, I'm like, okay, Kevin, remember why you do that, why you love that. And after, when I'm on ice and I fight, even I'm doing like 6 falls, 10 falls or a perfect program in a day, I'm like, it's just so good to be here and lucky to do that. Mm-hmm. And I just remember what I love in figure skating. And after, like, yes, it's day by day you build something. And if you have a week, like, it's a bad mood, like, it's just a moment, and keep skating and keep wake up with the heads up and say, okay, you need to find something positive in why you wake up to go to skate. I don't know if everything makes sense of what I say, but yes, just when you wake up and you need to go to skate and you don't want, and you're like, oh no, remember why you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember like why you fall in love with skating, why you love that, why you want to go and where you want to go, and it's gonna work really.
Yeah, I understand. So moving on to just some sort of fun questions. If you could have any skill that another figure skater has, any discipline or any skill, what would it be?
If I can be like another, have the skill of another skater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I want the powerful of, not of the skating of Anu, but he has something when he gone up. You can see only Anu on ice. Like, if I was at the Autumn Classic with him on ice, and I was, like, giving my best at training, like, I'm a small skater, so I try to be, like, big and everything. Something inside of him, like, power. And I would love that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I wish, like, I don't know, like, I have too much skater, I want stuff, and I would love have the easy jump like Nathan Chen.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I want the stuff of other skater, like I'm building my own skate. It's not that I don't need the things of other skater, but playing with, like, cause everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. You have your own capabilities. Do you have any favorite performances by any other figure skaters or teams?
There's a lot of skaters I like on ice, because that's what I said, everyone's different, so everyone has something different. Like, I'm gonna love the spin of someone, I'm gonna love the one jump of someone, I'm gonna love the skating skill of someone, I'm gonna love the other skating skill of someone else. And right now I can't tell you a program or a performance I love, because there's too much and nothing in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot, like, in pair skating, I have like 5 programs in my head. I'm like, I love this program. In ice dance, I have like maybe like 5 performances I love in my head. I'm like, yes. In single skating, like girls, I have like some girls I was like, oh my God, yes, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And guys too. But right now, I can't tell you who.
Yeah. So do you find that, do you like watching figure skating of other people?
No. I'm only following figure skating because I have some friend in figure skating, so I love like skating during Grand Prix. But if I can choose like to see a movie or figure skating, I'm like, maybe I'm gonna watch a movie. But I'm following skating because I need like to know what happened in figure skating world like right now, because it's gonna help me like to grow my skate and to know what happened. Like, it's like the actuality, like a newspaper, like every morning you need to know what happened in the world because you live in this world, and I'm living in the figure skating world, so I need like to be to know what happened in competition.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like any memorable performances of your own, like any programs, specific competitions that you remember?
I think just pick one competition. Like, I can say like my first world champ, junior champ, my second one, the European Championship of last season, my first world in senior. Like, every competition is different with different fields, so I can't pick two. Like, I can give a list of competition, but in the same time I can't give something.
Mm-hmm. Is there a like a style or type of program that you'd really like to try?
I'm going for everything, really. I have a lot of ideas in my head. So right now, too, what I want to do, I'm like, I'm looking for every style of programs. Mm-hmm. But I need to find the one I can perform.
So you just want to challenge everything, really?
Oh, yes.
Thanks again to Kevin for talking to us. We'll provide links to Kevin's social media where you can find him in the transcript of this interview, and we wish him the best at IDF. Thanks for listening, and watch out for our upcoming Grand Prix coverage!